Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews right now. And as much as we try, we can't get every detail into those lessons. So these podcasts are giving a bit more information. And today we're in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 13. It reads, "And again, I will put my trust in him." And again he says, "Here am I, and the children God has given me." Now, as often in the book of Hebrews, the writer is using some Old Testament passages to point out some truths about Jesus and about the message to the church at the time, the needs that the writer is writing to. And here he quotes, first of all, the first phrase in verse 13 there from Isaiah chapter 8, verse 17. "I will wait for the Lord who is hiding his face from the house of Jacob. I will put my trust in him." So here we have a figure, Isaiah writing, speaking, saying that he is hiding, though the Lord is hiding his face from Jacob, yet he will put his trust in him. And this is very relevant to the people that the writer to the Hebrews is writing to, because the situation seems to be that the church there is going through, or about to go through, a time of testing, a time of persecution. And so what do? As they are ostracized by their Jewish heritage, because these appear to be Jewish Christians, and of course they are being rejected by those who are not following Jesus. And so what do? And much like in Isaiah's day, they also need to put their trust in God, specifically, actually, in Jesus. This text can be seen in a messianic context. And then another quote from the Old Testament, "Here am I and the children God has given me." That's the following verse in Isaiah chapter 8, verse 18. "Here am I and the children the Lord has given me. We are signs and symbols in Israel from the Lord Almighty who dwells on Mount Zion." What's the context of this quote from the Old Testament? Well, Isaiah was talking about, well, perhaps his physical children or perhaps his own disciples. And here the writer is using these words and putting them into Jesus' mouth in a sense, referring to his spiritual children or his spiritual family. In the original context, Isaiah was sort of sealing up his prophecies for a future time because those to whom the prophecies were being given were not responding. And then he was giving these prophecies to his disciples, who could be seen as a kind of remnant within Israel, a true Israel, waiting for the Messiah. And of course, that's very relevant to the New Covenant, the New Testament, and the people that this writer is writing to in the first century, because these Jewish Christians, in a sense, are the true Israel, just in a parallel way to what's happening in Isaiah chapter 8. And the context of the time for Isaiah was it was a time of great despair, a bit like Jesus putting his trust in God on the cross. And this was a great example for the people our author is writing to. Jesus has gone to the cross. It looked like despair, but because of the resurrection, now we are able to be children of God and children of Jesus in that sense. It's the only time, this passage is the only time in the New Testament that really talks about people being children of Jesus as opposed to being children of God. And Jesus also, of course, is marking out these people as his brothers, and I'm sure sisters, as it talks about in some of the earlier verses we looked at in chapter 2. And he's standing alongside his family, standing in the same place as them, offering them to God. Jesus' humanity is being emphasized, and he's speaking as a man, even though he's Lord, to God, saying that he trusts God and that he has brothers and sisters like himself whom God has given him. How fortunate we are to be included amongst those who are seen as brothers and sisters of Jesus Christ. Since we're with him, we can stand before God with confidence. Well, next time we'll go on to verse 14. If you want to know more about our church work, it's nwlcc.org. You can email me at malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org. And if you have time, please go to iTunes and give us a star or two and a review. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.